Hello, and welcome to another Develop PHP lesson. I know what you're thinking. Hoo-ha! This is great, another one by Adam. Rock and roll. I'm glad you're excited, because I am too. Now this one's very simple, and I'm going to be showing you how to create randomized content on your page so you can make your page unstale. There's so many websites I go to, and my friends, they own websites. They say, oh, check out my website. Then I go a month, 2 months later, I go to check out their website, and it's the same exact shit on the homepage. What the man? One line of PHP code, and I can show you how to remedy this. A couple of banners, one line of PHP code, and you can stop having a stale website. Let's get started. Okay, now this little package will be available for download. That way, if anybody wants to see the structure of the images folder, the banners, the four banners that I have, the way my sample web page is, you can just grab it, snatch it up, and check it out. But you really don't need to, because this is so easy. Alright, so let's check out what we have here. Let's press refresh, and we'll see that this number will change, this random number. What there is one line of PHP that creates a random number between 1 and 4 in my case, because I only have 4 banners. But if you had 20 banners, you would make it 1 through 20, a random number in between 1 and 20, or whatever. However many images you got. And so, let's press refresh and see what happens. You can see it changes the random number between 1 and 4 to a new number each time. And what I did was make it call in a new banner with each number. And as long as the banners are named correctly, they'll come in dynamically. So you can set your home page to run like this, and each time somebody refreshes or comes to the page, it will show new content. And it'll just look a little more alive and a little more intelligent. Okay, let's look at the code now. Alright, let's go to here. Okay, let's go to the code view. And what I have is a test.php page here. If we go to open, okay, so here's test.php. And this would be maybe your home page or your contact page, any page you want. And say you had an images folder on your server. That's where I have my four banners, right inside that images folder. Let me go to all files and you'll see them. Banner 1, 2, 3, and 4. So up on my server, that's what I have in the images folder. And here's my simple page. It's called test.php. And here's the inner workings of that script. Let me minimize this down. Now, the first line is opening the PHP block. Third line closes the PHP block. The second line, the one in the center, we have a number variable here that I just named num. My variable that holds the random number is named num, and it's equal to the random number function in PHP with given arguments of 1 and 4, which means it's going to create a random number between 1 and 4. If I change this to 100, it will be between 1 and 100. It's very easy the way that works. So 1 and 4, and then down here we have a regular web page type setup, and I show you how to echo out that number. So here in the text, random number this time equals, boom, we echo it out right there. And then here's the magic part, where you're creating your image, where your image is coming in. If you want it to be different size banners, then just don't claim the width and height attribute for the image tag. You know how you can claim width to be something solid? We're just going to leave it open so that way it doesn't restrict the sizes of each banner. Might be different sizes. Okay, so all you do is make sure your banners are named correctly. Mine are named banner 1, 2, 3, and 4. So all I have to do is say image source equals images folder banner random number .jpg. It's that easy. You echo out the random number right there .jpg. So banner 1, 2, and 3, and 4 is always going to be coming in, but it's always going to be randomized. And you can even put the alt. Let's echo this out right here correctly. We'll echo out for the alt tag, banner number, whatever. Whatever the random number is. And that is it. It's very easy. And I'm also going to show a how to do this in Flash for all you guys with full Flash websites. If you want to get your homepage unstale, I show you how in the very next lesson. I'm going to do that for Flash, CS3 and CS4. Okay, goodbye. I love you, and I want to kiss you in the mouth with tongue.